we read in Parashas Ekev the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and the Brisa says in Bava Kamma Daf Mem Aleph, Tanya Shimon Hamsuni V'Amalei Nechamia Hamsuni Hayadovish Kol Esen Shvatora Kevin Shehigia Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Pirish Amalo Tamidov Rebbe Kol Esen Shedavashta Matahayalem Amlehem Kishem Shikarati Schar Al Hadrisha Kachani Mekabo Schar Al Haprisha Achibavi Bikiva Vadarish Esa Shemelokechativa Lavabos Tamir Chachamin. So S in Esa Shemelokechativa, Shimon Hamsuni didn't know how to dashen it, and because of that he recanted from all the other essence that he dashened, till the Bikiva came and said that S comes to be Mavar Tamir Chachamin. So, in terms of explaining this machlokes between Shimon Hamsuni and Rabbi Kiva, because we need pshat, why didn't Shimon Hamsuni interpret, if he dashed every single S, he could have dashed this S also like Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbos Tamid HaChachamim. But apparently he thought that you can't include and subsume under Mora Shemayim, Mora Bosa Vadam, even Tamid HaChachamim, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is completely other. Ain't old milvado, nothing can be subsumed under the category of Mor Hashem. That's anything beyond Kodesh Baruch Hu, no human. And Rabbi Kiva said that you can, because he interpreted apparently, in terms of this concern, Rabbi Kiva said by showing covered and Mor to Talmid Chachamim, it's not a direct chiyuv to the Talmid Chachamim itself that he warrants this covet. It's by showing covet to Talmid Chachamim that itself is a form of covet and Mor Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, apparently Reb Shimon Hamsuni thought that the chiyuv covet and Mor to the Talmid Chachamim is the direct chiyuv to the Talmid Chachamim, and therefore he thought, given that he thought that, he thought it was impossible to incorporate it or subsume it under the locha of Yiras Hashem, of Mor Shamayim. Now, Briskerov in his Sefer on the Rambam, it's actually the first piece in the Rambam, Perek Hei from Talmud Torah, he says, it points out, the Rambam says, Harav HaMuvak Rotsu Limchol Al Kvoldo B'chol HaDvom HaElu Hu B'Echemehem L'chol Tamidov L'Echemehem HaVashus B'Yado. So Revelva points out, why does the Rambam say Davka Rabba Muvak? Stam Tamid Chochem can be Moichel and covered also can relent and not demand covered. Be Moichel is covered. So why does the Rambam say Dafka Rabba Mufok? So Revel said that it could be that a regular Tamid Chochem can't be Moichel and is covered. If the covered is, for example, that you stand up when the Tamid Chochem comes within Dalad Amos. Because it's not his covered to be Moichel. It's covered Shemaim. It's covered HaTorah. But Rabba Mufak, the differential of the covered beyond regular Talmid Chochem, namely, for example, that Rabba Mufak you have to stand not only within Dalet Amos, but as soon as you see him enter, so that is a chiyuv covered to the Rebbe Mufak that he owes his Rebbe Mufak. That the Rebbe Mufak is a bailamon to be Meichel. But on the covered Talmid Chochem, the Talmid Chochem can't be Meichel because it's not his covered. So maybe in terms of what we spoke about between the machloek between Rabbi Kiva and Reb Shimon Hamsuni, Reb Shimon Hamsuni thought that the chiyuv to Talmid Chochem was a chiyuv to the Talmid Chochem directly, and therefore he could be moichel on it, and that's why he thought that can't be subsumed under Es Hashem Elokecha L'Rabbos Talmid Chochamim, because you can't, as I said before, you can't subsume covered bos v'dam, even bos Talmid Chochem, under the category of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. But Rabbi Kiva thought that it can be subsumed because it's not the covered to the Talmid Chochem. The cover is covered Shemayim, it's covered to the Rabbi Yishon, covered to the Torah. And in fact, and that covered, according to Rabbi Kiva, you cannot be Meichel.